Books on Tape presents The Spanish Bow by Andromeda Romano Lax, read by Paul Michael. Part 1. Campo Seco, Spain, 1892. Chapter 1. I was almost born happy. Literally, Feliz was the Spanish name my mother wanted for me. Not a family name, not a local name. Just a hope, stated in the farthest-reaching language she knew, a language that once reached around the world, to the Netherlands, Africa, the Americas, the Philippines. Only music has reached farther and penetrated more deeply. I say almost born Feliz, because the name that attached itself to me instead, thanks to a sloppy bureaucrat's bias toward Catalan saints' names, was Feliu, just one letter changed on my death, yes, death, certificate. My father was overseas that year, working as a customs officer in colonial Cuba. The afternoon my mother's labor pains started, my father's elder sister changed into a better dress for church. Mama bent over a chair near the kitchen doorway, legs splayed, ankles turned inward, as the weight of my dropping body pulled her pelvis to the floor. While she begged Tia not to go, Mama's knuckles whitened against the chair's straw-plated back. "I will light candles for you," Tia said. "I don't need prayers. I need..." my mother moaned, angling her hips from side to side, trying to find a position where the pain eased. "Cool water? A chamber pot? Help!" was all she could say. "I'll send Enrique to get the midwife." Tia pushed the ebony combs into her thick masses of gray-streaked hair. "No, I'll go myself, on the way. Where's Percival?"